We are back, joined now by two remarkable people, Ryan Smoller and Rachel Petusik. Ryan, Rachel, welcome to our show. Ryan came up with this fantastic idea months ago, and it has evolved into University by the Sea. And as a 32-year professor at Long Beach State, I think this is a remarkable concept, a reach out for the university into downtown Long Beach. Tell us about it, Ryan.
Well, I think the whole project really came out of what Rachel and I were both working on. Rachel used to work for Councilmember Suja Lowenthal, and I was very involved in the East Village Arts District. And there's been all these great plans on the books since 1996 to bring Cal State downtown, to foster a better relationship with downtown and Cal State, and for them to help each other out, and yet...
Never happened.
No momentum. And so we figured, hey, you know, let's do an event where we bring down every department and show what it's going to look like so people can really get excited about this new connection. And we think it really is going to be the impetus for change.
So on Sunday, October 28th, you've booked a lot of venues, restaurants, dozens of them in downtown Long Beach, and different professors, including yours truly, will be giving little talks or presentations on their areas of interest, including the mayor, we believe, the police chief, President Alexander,
Gregorio Luke,
and a whole bunch of folks. Let us put up the website, and you can get all that information from the website. Tickets are $20 that allows you to go to four different venues of your choice, and you have to make your reservation in advance. Half price student tickets for $10. And this is very exciting, and I love your logo. If we can bring up that logo with the pyramid early, I'd like people just to see conceptually. There it is, Long Beach State in downtown Long Beach with the pyramid there. And Rachel, so you were working with Councilwoman Lowenthal, and Ryan brought this proposal, and you got so turned on to it that you joined him.
I did.
And you left Suja.
I did. It was a really smooth transition. I enjoyed working with Suja, and I enjoyed working with constituents like Ryan on city issues, and this was a way to explore another side of that. So we are still working with Councilmember Lowenthal. Actually, Suja's going to be one of our speakers at the event. She's speaking about environmental stewardship with a hydrogeologist from the Water Replenishment District. So we're very excited to have her support and support from the city overall. The Redevelopment Agency has also been very supportive of this project. They see this as a way to entice soft development for downtown.
So you dealt with Pat West when he was at Redevelopment, yes. And now look what happened to him. He's the city manager. Good things happen if you help your program.
Well, and that's something that's really important to note is that even though Rachel is now working with me and we're working on this project, we really have been working with Suja very carefully, and she is on our team. I think that without that connection, we wouldn't have been able to accomplish one of the major aspects of this festival, which is reopening the Jurgens Tunnel under Ocean Boulevard. That tunnel has been closed down for 40 years and just sitting there. And just yesterday, we were able to build a door into the tunnel, and Ron Pecky is going to be programming all of our events down there.
Now, forgive me, but why is it important for the citizens of Long Beach to have a tunnel under Ocean Avenue open it up? Is it to beat the traffic where you don't have to wait for the light?
Unfortunately, it's not usable anymore because when they built the Renaissance, they sealed up half of it.
But, so what's the big deal with the tunnel?
Well, just last week, they tried to move the Loof's roof, which was considered one of the last pieces of the pike.
And that's sitting there pathetically on that parking lot.
And it started to fall apart. It's basically, it's over. So the Jurgens Tunnel is the last piece of the pike, and it was the gateway to the pike. It has a lot of history.
This is very sad. We have an unusable gateway to a non-existent pike.
Well, but if you look at the tunnel now from a different perspective, it's one of the most interesting venues in Long Beach. It's beautiful tile from the 20s. It's 126 feet long.
So we'll be able to go in and see it then?
You'll be able to go in, and we're actually showing movies. We're showing Buster Keaton films that were done at the Pike.
In the tunnel?
In the tunnel.
It must be a big tunnel.
It's huge.
Oh,
Ron
okay.
has collected films from Ken Larkey, home movies from the 20s to the 60s.
And that will be part of your University by the
yes.
Sea.
Yes. And there's actually some footage of riding every roller coaster at the Pike, first person view, front seat.
Wow.
So it's just, that's one of our classes.
Well, I think this is a sensational idea, and really congratulations on coming up. And I know DLBA was helpful in this effort, too.
Downtown Long Beach Associates, this event would not have happened without them. And also, a lot of the developers downtown, Doma Properties, Lennar, Pine at Six, all the developers really got on board and said, it's time for downtown to mature. You know, we've been in entertainment, we've had dining. Now let's create a culture. Let's get people to move here, and let's really enjoy ourselves.
Well, that's great. So mark it down on your calendars for Sunday, October 28th, University by the Sea. Go to the website and look at the variety of quality presentations at different restaurants. And I guess the restaurants may host a little appetizers or something while you're there.
Definitely. Sushi making, beer tasting, Italian wine
tasting.
Okay,
even if you don't want to hear the lectures, go eat. So thanks, guys, for joining us. Congratulations. And you won't want to miss our next guest, direct from Britain, maybe, Brian Stanton.